Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we'll dig into the brand new Encyclopedia of New York City and launch a New York City quiz based on entries in the book. That's coming up tomorrow here on the Brian Lehrer Show. Right now, incoming New York City Schools Chancellor, or so we think she's going to be the incoming New York City Schools Chancellor, probably, Kathy Black, will first have to win her job in court. She has been starting to make the rounds defending her appointment despite a lack of education experience. Here she is on Channel 7 this weekend, apparently remembering the $47,000 bracelet she owns that wound up being referred to on the front page of the New York Times.
Look, I did not grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. It's as simple as that. I've been working steadily, supporting myself for 40 years. I've had a successful career. It didn't land in my lap like a gift from God. I have worked very hard and earned everything that I have. Do I live well? Yes. But am I an empathetic person? Absolutely yes.
Kathy Black on Channel 7 over the weekend. But that's not satisfying. At least one Brooklyn parent, Eric J. Snyder, an attorney from Park Slope, filed suit on Friday asking a judge to throw out the waiver granted to Black by State Education Commissioner David Steiner. He joins me now. Welcome to WNYC, Eric Snyder. Hello.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Your lawsuit claims that Commissioner Steiner didn't actually have the authority to waive all the education and experience requirements. Is that right?
That's correct. The way the law and the regulations are set up, there's actually three sets of requirements. One is education, a bachelor's and a master's. The other is related to graduate course study, 60 hours of graduate course study leading to an internship. And the last is 3 years teaching experience. And under the waiver statute, the commission has the authority to waive the teaching experience and has the authority to waive the graduate course study requirement, but not the degree requirement.
And I'm sure that the lawyers for Kathy Black will disagree with that interpretation, but could the commissioner rewrite the wording of his waiver and fix this?
Well, I don't believe so. It's the statute that really sets forth what he can and can't waive, and I believe the statute doesn't allow her to waive the higher degree or master's degree requirement. No matter how it's rewritten, either there's a waiver under the statute or not. It's a straight up or down question.
So waivers have been granted in the past, like to Joel Klein, but always to people with master's degrees or higher degrees in something.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up. When Commissioner Mills in 2002 issued the waiver to Chancellor Klein, he had a doctorate, a juris doctor. He was a lawyer, and that was addressed in the determination, and it was held since a JD is equivalent to a master's under the New York education law, then that requirement was satisfied.
Was even referred to specifically, is your point?
Yes, it was, and as a matter of fact, in this determination, if you take a close look at it, and I put this in my petition, instead of just listing bachelor's, master's, and addressing it, Ms. Black has a bachelor's, but the requirement of the master's is sort of buried in the next paragraph, and then the commissioner asks himself whether he can waive them all. So it's my argument, at least, that requirement was buried and sort of conflated with all the other teaching requirement and course experience requirements.
Swept under the rug is
what
you're saying.
Yeah, it just wasn't done as directly like in Klein.
I saw you interviewed on television, and I got the impression that your objection to Kathy Black isn't really because you want to preserve the sanctity of the master's degree requirement for New York City Schools Chancellor. You don't like that the Bloomberg administration has been overemphasizing standardized testing and that she's likely to continue that. Did I interpret you right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, my son goes to LaGuardia, which is a performing arts school. And my daughter and my son before LaGuardia went to an elementary school that had an inclusion program in it. And to me, it's so important to understand the intricacies of the school system. Miss Black, I understand, might be a fine woman and qualified as an executive, and the mayor an executive, and I just see an executive choosing an executive to run a business, but the New York City school system is not a business, and the requirements to teach are in the statute for a reason, and she just doesn't meet any of the requirements. It's the master's is part of the bigger issue.
Don't we have a long history in New York City of failure to improve the schools on the part of chancellors who had come up through the ranks of education?
Well, we have a failure of failing to improve the schools, whether they came up through the ranks or depending on how you view Chancellor Klein's tenure, which I view as a failure, and he hasn't come through the ranks either. I think there needs to be just a sensitivity that maybe none of the candidates had, whether an education background or not, but when the mayor or Ms. Black speaks about taking a week crash course to learn what it takes to be the chancellor, but I just don't think that's going to do it.
But on standardized testing, wouldn't anybody who Mayor Bloomberg appoints, let's say the education second in command who's been appointed, who, you know, has come up through the ranks and he's got a very good reputation in education circles, apparently, but he's been working in the Bloomberg-Klein administration and supports the policies that they've been pursuing. So wouldn't anyone that Mayor Bloomberg appointed favor their approach to standardized testing?
Look, there's no doubt that, like I said earlier, the mayor believes that these types of testing, and now in the news is obviously the value-added testing for the teachers, that these types of tests measure productivity, whatever that means in a school system. And I unfortunately, I think you're right. My concern is if I'm successful, and even if I'm not on the 23rd, that the mayor and the chancellor, whoever she may be, thinks twice before making decisions that are not based on, at least in my belief, in the best interest of the children, my children, and not just based on these objective ratings. I mean, since I filed this lawsuit on Friday, Brian, the outpouring of support from not only students but parents, teachers, administrators lets me believe that they understand what's needed for the children, and it makes me believe that this is the right move, if nothing else, than to make sure that the mayor and the chancellor look out for the students and not for this drive to test.
You know, the Department of Education responded to the New York Times inquiry about your suit, saying, quote, "It's time to put politics aside and remember that it's in the best interest of all our students for her to succeed as the next chancellor." Do you think that's a rebuke aimed at your concern for just your own children? One of the bases of the policy, not only of this administration, but I think in Washington and a lot of places now, is that maybe middle class kids from, you know, parents who are lawyers and so forth have a certain leg up and don't need this kind of rigorous standardized testing regimen, which is designed to bring up the bottom from not passing to passing. So is it possible that you're concerned just too much for your own children, and a very large group of New York City school children do need something like this?
Actually, Brian, I see it the exact opposite. Although I took the time to advocate for my children, at least the teachers and administrators that I know of, they need to spend more time on a one-on-one basis understanding children that have needs in lower-income neighborhoods. When those students are forced to take standardized tests and fail or do poorly on them, then they're branded by that test score. So it's the education being less objective or based on tests or driven by tests, I think, helps those who have those needs. People like my kids will be taken care of by their parents or by the teachers that the parents stay on top of. But it's the children in the lower income that have the needs that aren't going to be served at all, in my opinion, by these objective tests. They're going to be served by dedicated teachers in less crowded and better funded schools.
We have a few minutes left with Eric Snyder, an attorney from Park Slope, who is a New York City public school parent, who filed suit on Friday asking a judge to throw out the waiver granted to Kathy Black by State Education Commissioner David Steiner. Eric Snyder will get his day in court on December 23rd, so 2 days before Christmas. Kathy Black's path to the chancellorship will have to run through a courtroom in New York City. I want to play you one more clip of Kathy Black commenting on her critics in general.
Did you expect anyone to be this angry over your being appointed chancellor?
Well, first of all, I'm not taking it personally. They don't know me. If they knew me and said this, that's something different. But they don't know me. So they're venting their own anger. I have three words. Let's go forward. None of this is going to change the outcome. So let's go forward together.
Kathy Black responding to a question by Channel 7 education reporter Art McFarlane. They don't know me. They're venting their own anger. I have three words. Let's go forward. They don't know me. Do you know her?
No, Brian. First, just a correction that the lawsuit on the 23rd is going to be in Albany,
not in
New York City, because that's where the original waiver came down from.
Thank you.
And I don't know her. I heard she's a very fine administrator and has been very productive as an executive. This has nothing to do with her, and it has nothing to do with the mayor. It has to do what I believe is best for my children. I brought this on my own. So when I read it, instead of shaking my head and turning the page, I just thought if there was a chance to actually turn her out, put someone in that had an educational background. There's only 2 years left of the mayor's term. I just don't think, at least my children, can afford to have her train on the job for those 2 years.
By the way, I saw that you were also part of a lawsuit over the mayor and term limits. Is this a hobby for you, taking on the Bloomberg administration when you think they've overstepped?
No, I mean, the first one was just me. I was one of many plaintiffs in the lawsuit that was brought because, to me, fundamentally, and I mentioned this in the Times articles, the things that are most precious to me are my family and, as a lawyer, the rule of law. And the term limits things offended the rule of law as far as I was concerned. But this one was more for my family. I thought the mayor's choice and the commissioner's appointment really as an attack on both the rule of law and my children's right to a quality education. So the mayor's and obviously the chief executive, but those two things were things that I fundamentally disagreed with, and I wanted to have my voice heard.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on. Are you going to combine forces with that other lawsuit brought by Norman Siegel?
I understand he is bringing one. I read in the online that I think he's bringing one in the next couple of days. I told Mr. Siegel so that everything is heard on December 23rd. He's welcome to join me. I understand Roger Wareham, on behalf of certain parents in the Bronx, I believe filed one yesterday as well. So I think there's going to be three different suits by the end of the week. I believe they'll all be in front of the same judge in the same court in Albany.
All right. Well, we will see what happens on December 23rd. Thanks so much for coming on and talking about it. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, cause marketing. You see it all over the place during the holidays, that a percentage of the proceeds of this purchase go to such and such a charity. We'll talk about what cause marketing you take part in, and we'll survey the field in general coming up next.